Welcome to It Ain't Over, a multi-monthly podcast exploring the ever-changing world that is technology. Brought to you by Rich Web, a full-service IT company located in Ashland, Virginia, specializing in cloud-managed services, helping business owners be more profitable by letting our experienced team manage their IT network so they can manage their business. Rich Web, driving enterprise IT. And now, it ain't over.
Thanks, Elsie. We really appreciate that. Welcome out to It Ain't Over, show 4. Scripting down the bare bones and purpose of PRTG, our continued conversation with Paceler rep and North American PRTG engineer Ben Day.
There is a solution. You guys have done a great job about with like Script World or whatever it is, whether it's built-in sensors or not, providing those avenues to help with people's issues and what they want to monitor. And you talked a lot about like alerts and notifications. Is there ways to manipulate those so you can customize them for what's appropriate for your particular business?
Yes, absolutely. So with PRTG, we have tons of ways that we can alert you. Other than just the standard email, we can invoke an SMS pager message, and we can do that through different providers out there, like bulk SMS, PagerDuty, just to name a few. We can also kick off a program in response to something. We can send a message to Slack or Microsoft Teams. We can kick off a web call. So if there's a third-party API, some robust ticketing systems that instead of just sending an email and having the ticket system watch an inbox, they can actually make an API call to that ticketing system, feed your information directly into it. Nice. As well as some other things like, being able to send an SNMP trap message or a syslog message. There's a lot of things that we can do with PRTG to alert you that something's happening other than just sending an email. And by far, the executing a program really sets it above and beyond anything that we could dream at Paceler, because with that, you have the ability to invoke, executables or batch files or PowerShell scripts. And with that, not only can you achieve a very high degree of automation, but you can achieve a very high degree of customization in terms of what PRTG does and how deep PRTG is able to reach based on whatever happens.
Yeah, I mean, I know our experience with over the last 4 years working with you guys and supporting customers, I know API calls have been a value add because we do that quite a bit based off of whatever it is we're trying to do as far as set up the sensors and that sort of thing for the customer. And I think the main thing that I've noticed in the 2 years I've been involved with it is our engineers find it very user-friendly and it's intuitive on how to get the best results for a particular customer and what they're trying to monitor down. I mean, you can get pretty granular with it or keep it pretty high level.
Yes, absolutely. So a great example of that is with WMI monitoring, we can do a lot of the basics, CPU, memory, disk, network, kind of the four main pillars of a Windows server just being able to monitor its activity. But then with our WMI vital stats sensor, we can dive really deep on that. We can start getting things like CPU queue depth, memory pages, disk I/O, different packet level information as far as the networking goes. And then we even have our custom perfmon sensor, where if you have a particular server that you want to be able to monitor a particular perfmon query, we can get in depth and do that. A really interesting application I had for that was not too long ago, we had a design firm that used that was heavy on CAD for CAD workstations.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever done anything with CAD workstations, you know that one of the most expensive resources that you'll purchase for a CAD workstation is a high-end business desktop video card, something like an NVIDIA Quadro. And those cards are not cheap by any means. So anything that you can do to ensure that card is not only performing to its best, but that you're getting the most bang for your buck for it. NVIDIA released a series of drivers that had WMI capabilities where we were actually able to pull the card through PerfBomb. So by going in and setting up some of those custom queries with PRTG, we were able to help these guys not only monitor these CAD workstations as a whole in terms of CPU, memory, disk, but then we were also able to pull the GPU for GPU utilization and GPU memory management, so that when they were running these renderings, when they were turning loose these jobs where they just kind of had to let it sit and let the Quadro just render whatever they were working on, they could track with PRTG, you know, are we hitting the limits of this Quadro? Do we need to upgrade anytime soon? You know, are we bottlenecking at any point? And that for them was a real game changer, because it allowed them to see, you know, at what level do they need to start investing in an upgrade? Because before, it was simply just by word of mouth by someone like, oh, this machine's getting a little slow on this or slow on that. And, you know, one thing I think every IT guy or every IT person out there will agree on is that anytime the user says, well, it's going slow, we can't always depend on the user's interpretation of slow.
That's right. How how many twists does it take for the rubber band before it breaks, you know?
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's a really cool example of the WMI and how that's working, especially with those CAD. I have some friends that do the CAD drawings and stuff, and I know it's a painstaking process, but it does take up tons of memory and tons of storage when you're trying to do those big files. That's an interesting use.
Yes, it was one of the more interesting use cases I've seen with PRTG.
So is PRTG always sold here in the United States?
You know, they've always sold worldwide from the get-go, but we've actually had people over here in the States proactively working for probably close to the past 10 years. And then we had a couple of people here before me that were here for a couple of years. So I would say it's closer to 10 years that we've had people stateside actively working to promote the brand and help grow the U.S. market.
That's all the time we have for today. We thank Ben again. We'll have continued conversations in a couple weeks. Next time, we'll interview John Larson, our CIO, talk about firewalls and living on the edge, not just an Aerosmith song anymore. Don't forget to check out our website, richweb.com, richweb.com, our social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Next time, it ain't over.